Hello, and welcome to your free audio training on the missing piece. Today, in this audio training, you're going to learn the exact steps that I took to completely transform my body and finally lose 30 pounds. The 30 pounds that had been on my body for years that I've been struggling with. How I lost those 30 pounds in just a couple months. It was one thing. There was one simple thing that was missing, and I'm going to share it with you today. I'm also going to show you how you can apply it to your life right now, and I'm going to give you an exercise that's going to allow you to break through some stuff right away. So we're going to get this all going as soon as possible, right? Because we got to take action immediately. I'm Steph Hendel, and I'm the creator of Body Built by Love, which is an online community supporting women to change their bodies through love, releasing all fear, judgment, guilt, and all that nasty stuff that goes along with weight loss traditionally. We're breaking all the old rules and we're focusing on a new generation of weight loss that's fun and easy to do. So let me tell you how I changed these things. And to do that, I'm first going to tell you a little bit about myself in case we're just meeting for the first time. Or if I know you, you probably learned some stuff you never knew about me here. So I started out back in Pennsylvania. I was working at an office and I hated my life. Everything about it was not me. It didn't feel like me. And I would sit in my office. I had this huge window and I would just stare out the window just saying, oh my gosh, I wish I was out there. It feels like freedom outside that glass window, but I couldn't taste it. And I'd sit there and I was overweight. I remember feeling this roll of fat just start to form as I sat in my office chair as days went by. And oh man, I was in a bad relationship. I was drinking a lot because, hey, what else did I have to do at that time? I didn't have any direction or purpose for my life. So I would just spend my evenings going out with friends or going out on the weekend and partying instead of doing things that I'm truly passionate about. And when this all happened, I had one day where I remember sitting in that chair and I thought to myself, oh my God, is this going to be the next 60 years of my life? Is this what I'm going to do? Like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, the rest of my life? Because if it is, I want nothing to do with it. I just couldn't fathom that life. You know, it felt like torture to me. And I had to do something. So I remember one day I was in a car and I was listening to a CD my dad gave me. And this guy said, you can do anything you want with enough practice. When I heard that, I went, wow, I never thought about that. I never gave myself the keys to do anything I wanted. I figured I'm in a job now and I've learned the skills for it, so I couldn't change what I want to do. Not true. You can be 80 years old and change everything about your life if you want to. You can become a completely new version of yourself. And we forget that a lot. So that was a cool thing to learn. And I just set the intention like, okay, I gotta like change my life. I gotta figure this out. I have no idea how, but I'm gonna do it. And so I was sitting, I was standing and I was at a networking event. I was talking to this guy and he said, oh, my friend, they just completed a triathlon. And I immediately said, wow, I could never do something like that. As soon as those words came out of my mouth, you better believe that I was like, that's my first challenge. I just told myself I could do anything with enough practice. So I heard it and I said, that's it. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to practice that. Something I never imagined I could do. And I got started on this goal and it felt really nice to just have a goal, have something I was working towards in general. And that felt nice, but what didn't feel nice was the first day that I went to the pool to practice swimming. So, you know, triathlon is bike, swim, run. And yeah, I hadn't ridden my bike since I was a kid. I could barely run a mile. And when I got to the pool with my amazing swim cap and very sexy one piece on, feeling ridiculously uncomfortable because, hey, why does that bathing suit ride up so high? That was the question I had specifically that day. But I got in the pool and I could not swim one lap without having to stop and catch my breath. I was like, man, I'm a lot further back behind on this than I thought I was. But that was okay. I was just committed. Hey, I gave myself a whole year to practice for this triathlon. And the coolest thing was, when I was in that pool every day, or a few times a week, I went from swimming barely a lap to swimming 3 laps. Barely 3 laps to swimming 10 laps. 10 laps to 30 laps, 30 laps to 60 laps. And then I could swim as many laps as I wanted without having to stop. It was so fun seeing myself accomplish this. And I crossed that finish line for the triathlon, you better believe it. And it was fun. It was really fun. And as cool as that moment was, I'm always telling everybody that the process of training for it and seeing what I was capable of and watching myself grow and evolve was so much more fulfilling than actually crossing the finish line. It was powerful. And by doing that, by changing how I felt, I noticed other areas of my life start to shift. So this woman came into my office. I worked at Event Planning Magazine. And she said, hey, I want to write for your magazine. Can we trade? I'll do health coaching for free for you if I can write for the magazine. And I said, heck yeah, of course. I'm on this healthy train. I want to learn more. So I signed up for a session with her. My first session, I said, oh my God, this is what I want to do with my life. And it was finally clear after all the confusion of, well, what am I supposed to do? It was like just, in front of me. So obvious. And so I called up the place, the nutrition school, and I enrolled. Maybe not right away. I sat and thought about it for a little bit, which we'll talk about later. But I signed up for nutrition school, and I learned what healthy eating truly was. This was a complete paradigm-shifting school. This is not your average nutrition school. It's not being a dietitian or a nutritionist. This is to be a health coach. And what they teach you there is how to balance your whole life holistically, which I believe is imperatively more important than just learning, eat this food, don't eat that food. So this was really powerful for me. And I'm enrolled in nutrition school. I started coaching clients, and I immediately started getting tons of people who wanted to work with me because my body was transforming before my eyes. I was losing all this extra weight that I'd always carried around with me all my life. Because before I started on this health journey, I used to work out all the time, never get results. I would diet. I'd try all kinds of different diets, didn't work. I tried anorexia, bulimia, not proud of that, but I tried it and it was not for me. And it didn't work, you know? I was desperate, and it's crazy to look back on knowing what I know now. If I could have just told myself what I know now back then, I would have not gone through any of that pain or struggle. And it's pretty amazing to think about. But with all that awakening, I decided to just completely transform my life. I was feeling so good and I wanted to keep moving forward. I started seeing what was possible for me. The same way I saw what was possible for my body when I was training for the triathlon, I started to realize what was possible for my life. The things that I had always thought, wow, that would just be amazing, or that's amazing that that person has that, I started to realize I could have that too. And it was a really amazing awakening. And everything changed for me. So this is just the beginning of my life story. And we can talk more about the rest of it later. But let's get into this missing piece, because this is where things started to get interesting. So I lost that 30 pounds, right? And it was awesome. It was easy for the first time ever. I realized it could be easy. But then all of a sudden, all this weight comes back on and I gain it all back. And I realized that, you know, as fast as I just explained that it happened, it kind of crept back up. And then no matter what I tried, I couldn't get the weight to go away. And everything I tried before that I thought I tried wasn't working, you know, the workouts, the healthy eating. I'm doing everything right by the book in my eyes, but nothing is changing. My body is gaining weight, not losing it. And I was like, man, there's got to be something else going on here. So I started to study truly what allows people to lose weight, to gain weight, why some people are able to keep it off their entire lives, and what's really going on with weight loss. Like, what is the truth? Because if it was this easy as it was for me in the beginning, then everybody would be doing it, right? So there's got to be something going on, some mass knowledge that's not true about weight loss. And I want to get down to the bottom of it. And I want to figure out for myself, and then I want to be able to teach it to everybody else. So this missing piece that I understood was out there, I've been looking for it. And finally, I came to the realization that it's a paradigm. It's emotional. It's mental. Can you believe it? The whole time I was focused on the body, the outside. I was focused on fitness and nutrition because that's what we're taught is going to actually change us. When in reality, those are tiny pieces of maintaining a healthy body. The real core, the real key, it's your mindset. It's your paradigms. So if you're unfamiliar what the word paradigm is, it's how you view your world. It's how you believe the world to be true. How you believe the world is true. Maybe that explains it a little bit better. Your paradigm is your beliefs. And a lot of us have faulty beliefs. Here's what happens. When we're kids, when we're young, we develop all of our beliefs about life. And we develop them from the people we look up to the most. A lot of times that's a parental figure. A lot of times it's mom, it's dad, older brothers or sisters, or people we just look up to. Our paradigms are shaped by their paradigms. And what they believe becomes our core set point. So we all have this. We all have a set point. And it's like your home. So you have your home that you live in, but sometimes you go away on vacation and you go to this beautiful place and you just feel rejuvenated and amazing and you feel like a new person and you come back. But you always come back to your home. You always come back to your house. You might go out here to Bora Bora for vacation, or you might go over there to California, but you always come back to your home. And our home is our set point. The same way we can go and we can try nutrition plans or fitness programs or diets, we go and we try them out just like we're going on vacation. And they can work and they can make us feel great and we look great. But then we always end up coming back to our home, our set point. And our home and our set point is our paradigm. It's our belief. Our belief about what our body should look like, about what health and fitness actually is. So here's an exercise that's going to be really powerful for you. And I want you to do this with me right now. I want you to get out a pen and paper. And we're going to take a look at the beliefs that your mom and your dad had about nutrition and fitness. So first, let's start with mom. I want you to write down on a piece of paper what your mom's beliefs were about her body. How did she talk about her body? How did she feel about her body? How did she act in relation to her body? Like, what did you experience? What did you see her being like? Then I want you to write down, and the other thing too, is if you didn't have a mother figure or you didn't have a mom in your life, just think about a mother figure you had around. Now I want you to write down how she felt about healthy eating, how she felt about nutrition. Did she like it? Did she talk well about it? Was she always like making sarcastic jokes about her weight or about nutrition or any of these things? How did she feel about it? Write it all. Then I want you to write down how she felt about fitness and working out. You know, did she work out every day? Did she never work out? Did she talk about the importance of fitness? Did she just not even acknowledge it? Anything in between, write that down. And I'm gonna just take more time with all this after you finish listening to the call and the free audio training that we've got going on right now, because we're going to move on to dad now, or a father figure in your life. So it doesn't have to be your dad, but if your dad was somebody you looked up to, or, you know, was around you a lot in your childhood as you were growing up, write down him or a person like him. And with him, we're going to do the same. How did he feel about his body? Did he talk highly about his body? Did he talk lovingly about his body? Did he talk with hatred about it? Did he make jokes about it? How did he feel? Write all that down. And then write down how he felt about nutrition and healthy eating. Is this something that was important to him? Or was it extremely unimportant? Was it something that he wanted to do and didn't? Write it all down. Same thing with fitness. Did your dad work out? Did he work out regularly? Sometimes? Did he never work out? Did he even talk about working out? Write it all down on that paper. Now I want you to take a brief overview of both of them and think about how you feel about your body. Do you talk highly about your body? Do you put it down? Do you make jokes about it? Do you empower yourself about your body? How about to other people? What about to yourself? How do you feel about nutrition and healthy eating? Is it something you enjoy that's fun for you? Or is it something that you do because you feel like you have to? What about working out? Is that something that's fun? Or is it like a chore? And how does this mirror your mom or mother figure and your dad or your father figure in your life? Or both? How does that relate? Are you starting to see the similarities here? Because these people help form your paradigms, your core belief. So as many great articles you can read and diets you can follow and workouts you can try and gyms you can join, no matter how many of those you do, none of those things will shift for you permanently and allow you to make this a lasting change or something you do for your lifetime, or allow you to even follow through in general, until you shift your body paradigms that you have about yourself, that you've had embedded, implanted into your mind since you were a kid. I mean, you've been literally practicing this since you were a kid. And you probably practice it every day, every time you look in the mirror, every time you wake up and look in the closet, every time you're around another group of women where you're comparing yourself. You're practicing these negative paradigms, these feelings of not appreciating. And these are just a couple of so many amazing, massive breakthroughs that you can have about your paradigm, the ones about your mom and dad. They're amazing, they're huge, but they're just a couple of the many that we get into in all the different programs that I do with Body Built by Love. This stuff, I'm telling you, it's life-changing, because it's not just going to change your body. Yeah, it's going to change your body big time, because you're not only fixing food and fitness, you are getting to the root, the core reason why you don't follow through, why you've never been able to maintain the healthy body that you want to keep. You're getting in that core. And when you get into the core of it, that's where real lasting change happens. It's super important. So this missing piece, the missing piece is the paradigm. When I figured out the paradigm, that 30 pounds that had been haunting me for years after I had lost them and then gained them back, they came off. And they came off fast, really fast. It was pretty amazing, actually, because I started shifting these set points. The same way that if you get a massive gash on your leg, that's like, you need stitches for that kind of gash, and you just put a Band-Aid on it, over top of it, the Band-Aid's not going to heal it, right? You need to get stitches. And the stitches are going to really heal the wound. But what we do in our lives when we're trying to lose weight or change our bodies is we put a Band-Aid on a gash that needs stitches. The stitches are getting to the real emotional stuff into your mindset, fixing your paradigms. When you fix your paradigms, you stitch it up and then you're good to go. You heal. And you heal healthier and better than ever. No scar on this one, okay? This is big change. This is big stuff. And I'm telling you that no one else around is talking about this. No one else is relating the importance of your paradigms to how your body looks and how your body changes and what's possible for your body. When you can shift your paradigm, that's permanent. Everybody else is just putting a Band-Aid on it when they're telling you, try this workout, try this gym, try this diet, try this whatever, try this new superfood. I love superfoods, but a superfood's not going to heal your gash. It's everything. I mean, like, when you have a huge wound, oh my gosh. Oh, okay, so you got to get to the bottom of it. And this is important for your whole life. This is not just important for right now. Let's talk about a couple people who have tried the Body Built by Love programs that I've done and what they've experienced, because I want you to understand that it's not just me. It's other women. I've worked with hundreds of women around the world. So it's funny that although we might think that the problems are different around the world, they're not. Every woman is experiencing the same thing. There's a mass media going on that's teaching us how to hate ourselves. It's teaching us how to not love who we are, not love how we look, not love our bodies. It's taking our worth away from us. And when we don't have worth, then we can't be as effective as we want to be in the rest of our lives, especially not at changing our bodies. And so women around the world are experiencing the same thing, from growing up with a paradigm of what beautiful is or what skinny is or what healthy and fit and happy is, and none of them are true. We're living on false beliefs. So let's take Jen, for example. Jen came to my program and she wanted to lose a little bit of weight. She wasn't looking to lose too much. She just wanted to get healthier, be a better, more optimized version of herself. So she started the program, and as she did it, she ended up losing 17 pounds. 17 pounds that she didn't even know needed to be lost, right? So, like, obviously she had her goal in mind. She didn't even think it was possible to go that far. But that's what happens when you change your paradigm, when you shift what's truly inside of your mind and how you view fitness, health, weight loss, everything, and yourself, how you view yourself, really, your self-worth, your self-love. And when that changes, everything changes. So what's been cool has been seeing her transform her life on top of just her body. I mean, she lost that 17 pounds, but she also got engaged. She is excelling in her career. She's killing it. She's loving her life, and she's seeing what's capable, what's possible for herself. She's doing amazing things. And it's all because she got to the core, the root of it, and not just, she didn't just put the Band-Aid on. You know, she had tried different nutrition and fitness plans before. They didn't work. And it's because there's more to it. So it was really fun to see her changing and transforming. She's just one of hundreds of women around the world. This has been cool. And the other cool thing is seeing women try the program, get amazing results, and then bring their moms, their sisters, their friends to do it with them. Because it's so fun with a friend. You know, it's just an amazing, enlivening experience. And let's talk about something else that goes along with this, just really quickly. Your net worth is equivalent to your self-worth. Your self-worth comes from your paradigm. When your paradigm is off, when it's not loving, you're not going to be able to achieve the things that you want, right? Everybody wants more money. Everybody wants a better job. Everybody wants more loving relationships. Everybody wants a better body. Nobody realizes that all these things are interconnected. Everything is linked together. And when you change your paradigm, it changes everything. So don't be surprised that when you dig into this stuff, you're going to notice everything in your life improve. You're going to earn more money. You're going to enjoy your career more. You're going to have more fun in your life. You're going to attract more people. People will look up to you more. People will like you more because you like yourself. So we're changing a paradigm, which is changing your self-worth. You're finding much more value in yourself and realizing truly how great you are, because you're amazing. Like, I don't know if you even realize how great you are, because most people don't. And what's possible for you? Everything you want is within your reach. Everything you want is one paradigm shift away from having it. Josh taught me that one. I love that. Because it's true. You're literally like one step, one paradigm away from having everything you want. That body that has been just nagging you and frustrating you for so long is one paradigm away from you having. The money you want to earn in your life, one paradigm away from you having. The career, the dream relationship, it's one paradigm away. And it's all the same paradigm. So once you start shifting, you're going to notice your life start changing rapidly. And I want this for you because I've experienced it myself. The last 5 years have been the most fun, amazing, life-changing, paradigm-shifting, beautiful, wonderful, fun times I've ever experienced, and it's only just the beginning. I want your beginning to be today too. Take this knowledge that I'm giving you and apply it to your life. If you want guidance on it, I provide programs on different levels. So I'm going to meet you wherever you are because I know everybody's starting from a different place. I have a mentorship program where you work one-on-one with me and we break through all your paradigms. It's 4 months long. It's intensive. It gets to the bottom of stuff. And in 4 months, oh my gosh, you will not recognize your life. You're going to have achieved so much in 4 months. Yeah, you won't even recognize your life. It won't even look the same to you. You're going to change your relationships. You're going to get better relationships, more money, a better job, and guess what? An awesome body. And that's a given. Once you shift your paradigms, you can't not. You don't not see results. So I work with you one-on-one. We do private calls. I work with people all over the world in this way. And it's powerful stuff. I also offer a group program. So if you want to get involved with a group, you want group support, we do calls weekly. And it's amazing. If you get good energy, everybody's guiding each other and working through different exercises that are emotional, mental exercises that are shifting your paradigm and getting you to a different place in your life, changing your body, changing who you are. You're also going to see massive, rapid transformation here. It's not quite as personalized as the one-on-one masterminding with me as a mentor, but you can get amazing results. And this is a good middle ground to start at. Then, another option, say you're great at following through. You don't need the paradigm shifts. You just want to learn what truly healthy food is, and you want to learn how to change your body really quickly, what to eat, how to work out. That's an 8-week program that I put together. These are the workouts I do. These are the foods I eat and how I prep my food, and it's allowed me to change my body and transform. It's really going to show you how to save time and how to save money being super healthy. Yeah, in a way that tastes really great too. People rave about it. Like, families love it. I didn't even see that coming. You know, I was just focused on the one person I'm working with and making sure they love their food, but they're sharing it with their husbands and their families and their kids, and they're loving it, and it's amazing. So this is the 8-week program. Whichever one sounds best to you, whichever one you choose, I know is going to be the right one for you. I don't want you to wait. No matter what you do, take action right now. Take it today. Because you are learning a skill. You're investing in yourself for the rest of your life. No matter what you have to do, find a way to get into one of these programs. Your life will never be the same. I held myself back when I was working at the magazine, you know, when I first found out about the nutrition school. I called him up. I was so excited. I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. I called him. I said, let's do this. I want to sign up. I'm ready to go. And they said, great, you know, let's get you processing. And then they mentioned that it's really important to do live speaking events to help boost your business that you're building for yourself. And I was terrified of public speaking. I was terrible at it and I was terrified about it. So I said, okay, I'll call you back. And I hung up the phone and I let 4 months go by without taking action. I let 4 months go by without doing anything because I was afraid. I was fearful. It was 4 torturous months. And I thought about it every day wanting to go to that school, but being too scared. And then I remembered the thing I had listened to in the car, said, you can do anything with enough practice. And I said, yeah, I can. Yes, I can do that. And I wasn't afraid. I called them up. I signed up. It was the best day ever. The rest of my life has changed ever since I made that decision. Sometimes you have to make intimidating, scary decisions in order to change your life, in order for your life to be what you want it to be. You got to step outside of your comfort zone. And for me, that was stepping outside of my comfort zone financially as well. You know, I was taking out a loan in order to do this, knowing that by doing it and investing in myself, the money would come back to me. And it did. It came back to me like tenfold within that first year. It was amazing because when you invest in yourself, the money comes back. When you invest in yourself, people are attracted to you. Opportunities that you want come to you. And your body changes and transforms into the body that you always envisioned it to be. It's beautiful and it's amazing. And seeing how it's transformed me, seeing how it's transformed the lives of hundreds of women around the world that I've worked with, I'm so passionate about you doing this. I'm so passionate about you doing it right now and investing in yourself and saying, you know what? No more. No more of this life that I've been living that's not me, that doesn't work, that doesn't feel right, that I'm not following through on. It's time to just put my foot down and live and be the person that I know I can be, that I've always wanted to be, that's living the lifestyle of my dreams. Because somebody else is living the lifestyle of your dreams right now because they stepped out of their comfort zone. They took a step forward and they trusted in themselves. And they invested in themselves. They invested in their mind. They invested in their paradigms. They invested in their emotions. And this is a key to transforming. I've been so blessed to be able to share this with you today. So thank you for listening to this call. Thanks for learning about the missing piece. And thanks for being open to a new style of life. I know that you listening to this call was not a coincidence. If you are here and you've listened to this whole recording, this is no coincidence. Life brought this to you because this is what's supposed to happen for you right now. I can't wait to get to know you better. I'll see you soon.